Good evening, and welcome to the Kerry O'Connor Show, the talk show with internationally known master visionary, profound psychic, and modern-day oracle, Kerry O'Connor. I'm co-host Dave Turco. Our show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. We're here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration. It's what we love to do, and we welcome you to join us, as this is a call-in show. And the beauty of having a reading with Kerry is you can ask any questions you want, but we do encourage you to be specific. Our number here is 1-877-876-5227. That's for the U.S., and for the U.S. and Canada, there's a 1-888-815-9756, and elsewhere it's 1-530-876-3222. Hi, Kerry. Good evening.
Hi, David. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing very well.
Very good.
Yeah. And I'd like to give a big welcome to all our listeners here on BBS Talk Radio. It's great to have you with us. And before we start, I would like to give you a quick update on up-and-coming events. First and foremost, always go to Kerry's website, kerryoconnor.com, for all the information. And please sign up for the free newsletter and get on the email list. Once you're on the email list, you get automatic updates by email of up-and-coming events, so that's why it's important there. And you have ongoing Kerry Intuitive Development Circle. This is quite popular, and right now it's probably more important than ever.
Right.
Those are on Monday evenings, 8 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and there you get to practice opening and developing your intuition from the comfort of your own home. These are done in group teleclasses, and each week Kerry gives tips and tools on intuition as well as homework for the week, and an attunement to help you continue to open up your third eye. These are done in monthly cycles, and Kerry has decided to offer a free trial class to you so that you can see what it's all about. Again, sign up for the newsletter, and you'll find out when the free teleclass is going to be announced, or have you set a date?
We are doing it. Becky has it. We'll be announcing that on tomorrow or Tuesday or Thursday on Sedona.
Oh, great.
Yep.
So we'll be announcing that on our Thursday show that's at 10 o'clock on Sedona Talk Radio, 10 p.m. This Friday, October 17th, Kerry will be giving her signature Lightstream Live event from Bloomfield, Connecticut at the Enlightened Professional Center. That's from 7 to 9 p.m. Again, that's Bloomfield, Connecticut. That's near Hartford, right in the middle of the state. And a Lightstream Live event takes place in a gallery-style setting. It's fun, inspirational, and riveting as Kerry intuitively reads audience members, all the while being guided by the spirit world. Those are really neat and a lot of fun. Coming up soon, Kerry's going to be at the Mind, Body, Spirit Expo, October 24th to the 26th. Kerry's going to be speaking on that Friday at the Valley Forge Convention Center at the Expo. This is a suburb of Philadelphia, if you don't know where Valley Forge is, and it's you can also register for a private reading with Kerry at the convention by contacting Kerry's office. That's 860-887-1201 or her email at union1111@yahoo.com. You can also go to the website of the Expo. That's mindbodyspiritexpo.com for all the information there. And this one we're all excited about. Kerry is going to be on TV again. It's a show called Better Connecticut, and that's going to be October 30th at 10 a.m. You can see it live in Connecticut, as Kerry will be doing mediumship readings on the audience members and on the show co-host, so that should be kind of neat. Interesting to see how the co-hosts are going to react to that, Kerry.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and you can always watch the clips of the show on Better Connecticut's website, which is wfsb.com/betterct. As in Better Connecticut. And so you can actually see the clips of what Kerry was doing live on TV. There is a teleclass coming up November 2nd, and it's called What the Bleep Happened to the Secret. This we consider very, very important because it's about manifestation. Kerry will be expanding on the wisdom that you glean from the secret so that you can manifest your highest potential now. The cost is $33 to register, and again, you do that with at Kerry's office. You can either find the contact information on her website, or again, I'll repeat it, the email address is union1111@yahoo.com, the phone number 860-887-1201. And one last thing, I think, is in November, the second Tuesday, Terry's going to begin a series of monthly free one-hour teleclasses, picking topics that you want. So please send in your ideas on the topics that you'd like to be covered in these free teleclasses. Those are going to be one-hour teleclasses. Terry, anything else that you wanted to talk about for up-and-coming events?
Upcoming events. We have a lot of mini light stream lives that are going to be at the house, and we have the Better Connect Connecticut showing on October 30th. We will be back at Better Connecticut TV show, and this time we're going to be doing mediumship. And we got a lot of stuff happening, and so we're also going to be starting a 1 month class that you can choose one of. Or two. It's four classes that you could take the month series, and you'll get less money off of it. We always like to do deals and specials. But we're also starting a about angels, guides, mediumship, energy fields. So every single week there will be an hour and a half teaching as far as getting to contact with your angels, mediumship, how to do that. Also getting to know yourself energetically, and then wrapping all the things up as far as most commonly asked questions, and that goes back to as far as empowerment, so you can co-create the life that you want. And so we have a lot of stuff happening. Also, I really and can't emphasize the response that we get from the fifth dimensional kits are unbelievable. These kits are just so helpful. They're everything that you can want at your fingertips. They have essential oils. You have crystals. I tap into your energy. You have your own box flower remedies. It's the kits are going for $88, and if you put everything together, they'd be well over $250. And so they are everything that you could imagine at your fingertips. So those are really important. And even as far as what we're emphasizing to people, as far as that there's kind of giving you a prelude of the what the bleep happened to the secret, where a lot of people are feeling discouraged or feeling how to hold your core energy when you could be feeling a lot of change. And we're going through major changes right now, and so the only one that could be in working with our own energy is ourself. And so that's the only thing that we're in charge of is our own energy field. And so going into tapping into our highest joy brings us our highest vibration. That's when I refer to going from that 100-watt light bulb to that 1,000-watt light bulb. And so there are stuff, and it's not that anybody needs these things as far as we don't need anything when we tap into. We have everything. We complete, are complete. We come absolutely whole. It goes back to as far as when you the kit just helps you ground, and a lot of times it's more of the ritual, meaning any ritual is lighting a candle to saying a prayer. It's a sort of a form of a ritual. So it's having us really get grounded, and especially into our physical body, because this is what this whole next 3 years is all of this is about, of totally embodying the our physical body at a deeper level more than we ever have. And so this is exciting stuff. And so we have this kits that really help you get to know and recognize yourself as a homoluminous body. And it does require we are becoming more sensitive and how to support that sensitivity. And so they're wonderful. So those are the fifth dimensional kits that we have available that are specialized just for you.
Yeah, they are fabulous. I can vouch for that.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really important. And they are specific for each person. Keep that in mind.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, Terry, before we go to calls, would you like to open up space tonight?
Sure.
Okay.
I'd like to have, and we're doing a thing of opening up space because we're going to show people how easy it is to align your energy, that you don't have to go anywhere, and you just have to tap into yourself. So I'd like everyone to put their hand, it doesn't matter which one, on their thymus, their high heart, and just take a minute and just really center yourself into your heart energy. And imagine the energies from what you could imagine or visualize or think of as the heavens. And imagine the energy coming down over your body, your spiritual, mental, emotional, physical body, going down into the center of the earth and really plugging yourself into the fifth dimensional energies of the crystalline center of the earth. Feel it. Imagine it. sense it through the earth angels that are there supporting us, and they welcome us with open arms, and then reversing it, and we're pulling the energy up from the center earth and going into this 12 feet underneath your feet, but 7 feet, 4 feet, 2 feet, 1 foot, and then really feel the energy going into your physical body, up your legs, your abdomen, your chest, down and up your, out your arms, your neck, up your hand, and then feel the energy radiating out from your core, from the center of your heart, and radiating out and expanding to the your whole energy field around you, and then having expand and directing the energy 360 degrees, expanding out 1 foot, and then 2 feet, 4 feet, 7 feet, and 12 feet. Right there, you could align your body throughout the day by even just directing your hands down to the center of the earth, one hand going down to the center, so you're given direction and commanding your body get anchored and grounded, the other hand going up to the heavens, and so you're connecting to the universal energy, and expanding is opening up those horizontal grids, because so many generations we've been doing the subconsciously or consciously, the mother, father, God, where it's all a lot of vertical lines, and even in our energy field. And so when we open up space, we are creating, first of all of our teachers, helpers, healers, and guides, but also when we are understanding over the next 3 years of us getting grounded into our physical body to co-create the life that we want, we have to be present in our body. Otherwise, your energy field could get foggy, and that could interrupt in the process of any kind of predictions and anybody reading any predictions, because it can get symbolically foggier and foggier because we are being given more responsibility. So we're directing our energy, so it's always better to open up space. And so that's what we just did. Very
yes.
easy, it's wonderful. Yes. And then this also connects each and every single one of us in the name of love. And so that is so important.
It is. Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, again, just to reiterate, it just shows how simple it is to do that. And to we're going to do it on all our shows because we do it in our daily practice anyway, and do it on our shows just to let folks know it, not only is it easy, but it's also important to do it as a practice every day. And it helps us to become aware of who we are and be part of our multidimensional universe. Hey, Carrie, ready to go to the lines now?
Yeah.
Okay, brilliant. We're going to go to Linda from Pennsylvania, and I have a question about her cat. Hi, Linda. Welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
How are you, Linda?
Very good.
Oh, okay. I'm having a little trouble hearing you.
Okay. Can you, if you could, I was having a little bit trouble hearing you. What's up with your cat, hon?
He's elderly. He's 18, and I am very beside myself. He disappeared on Friday.
Okay.
And I want to know if he's coming back, if someone picked him up.
Uh-huh.
Or did somebody chase him? I mean, he was quick. I mean, he used to like to go outdoors when he was younger.
Yep.
And if he slipped out the door, nobody noticed it. And then when it was time to feed him a little bit later in the day, and I'm feeling very guilty about this because he wasn't there. I mean, he didn't seem like he was doing too well the past 6 months. But
you know what I'm noticing, Linda? And it was very interesting that you talked about, I was just before I started the radio station, I was looking for my cat, Kanisha, and we had 3 months ago, my cat, Tom, was... we live around, not a lot, but there's coyotes and there's animals, wild animals around. And so Tom did not make it back down. But one thing that I noticed that I'm noticing around the world that a lot of the animals, and I had a whole thing with my dog, Chloe, that and she's only 2 years old, they're really feeling the energies of the higher frequency energies. But one thing that is important for you to connect to and not feel guilty about is that these animals are making space, they're helping us ground into the fifth dimensional energies. And so think of it as part of their contract. It's even, they come in to teach us love, they come in to teach us unconditional love. It's part of their, think of it as their job as we are entering in a higher frequency, that that was part of their oversoul contract, is to be able to be, anchor that high love, because they teach us all about love. And so a lot of what he's saying is that I was going, going to be going out as far as going out of the house. Regardless, it was his plan of, like, that was his plan. It was no mistake that he was able to get out of the house. And that's how some animals had to do it. Like, Tom did the same thing. He went out, and then I realized that he went over to help us raise our vibration. And then I saw a thing where I saw another channel that this is, I got 7 phone calls in the last 2.5 weeks with animals doing the same thing, that they are disappearing or that they're diagnosed with the different diseases, and that it comes on very sudden. And so this is, again, why all of a sudden in the last 3 weeks is this happening with animals around the world? And so if we look at on a place that this is part of their oversoul contract as far as them helping us anchor in the fifth dimensional energies, it doesn't help when we are grieving an animal and or thinking, are they lost? He's showing me that he's at peace, and he's not showing me that he's lost or trapped or suffering or any kind of that kind of thing. He shows me that when I see somebody walking out of their body, that shows me that he walked out. He's showing me my cat Cindy, and so my cat Cindy was a cat that one of my boyfriends gave me, Cindy, and she was an orange and yellow cat, and I don't know why he's trying to show me or compare himself to Cindy.
Orange.
And Cindy, excuse me?
He was orange.
Okay, that would be it.
Garfield was orange, so.
Okay, all right, that would be it. And so, and also, but it's interesting because he comes in holding hands with my cat Cindy, who was crossed over for many, many years now. And that she was a really cool cat. She used to do go to the bathroom on the toilet. She would do different stuff. And so that's what he's showing me, that he did other tricks that were, she used to lay on our shoulders like a mink stole, and she would just do it out of the blue. She would come out of the woods and just lay down, and she just would do these really unusual things. And not all the time, but every once in a while. So he's showing me, like, I found my girlfriend Cindy, and I'm like, this is my cat Cindy Beasley. And it's just so funny as far as how they're oversoul, funny in the sense of that they are all about love, all about connection, all about lightening up, all about, he is showing me his stomach and abdomen too, as far as that he, like, you have been feeling him separating and going for the last 6 months, and he's confirming that for you. So there's nothing that you were to do. You, Linda, you honored his space, you honored his contract and honored space. But also what I'm noticing with these animals is that they're saying that they could come back to us faster than ever, because they are, when they come back, they're more adjusted to the energy as part of, again, their oversoul contract. And so he is showing me that when and if you choose to have another animal, that he would be coming back, because they can reincarnate a lot faster than we can as humans. And so when I see big peace marks, it's like wanting you to have a peace of mind, peace of heart, that he is in and around your heart. Also, they like to, the animals can also give numbers, smells, and birds. And I don't know what his thing is about a bee and a bonnet. Bee and a bonnet, and he's bringing a maternal grandmother who had, like, my paternal grandmother used to have just these, she had very funny sayings, like, someday my ship will come down. She's got an old bee in her bonnet if somebody was in a bad mood, or something. But he's showing me something about connecting with the maternal grandmother, and that there's something about the bee and the bonnet. So pay attention to even seeing different hats with, like, ladybugs or bees or that kind of thing, because he comes in with a very good sense of humor. He likes to be the orange cat, the Garfield orange cat that really had a very good life, and also that that no guilt, no feeling, like he's really wanting you to, like, not feel guilty and not feel bad, because this is all about loving and remembering love, and that he really is wants to talk about how funny he was, you know what I mean, how great he was, how funny he was, what a good companion he was. And that that also is interesting, because he showed me, as far as paying attention to seeing the number 888, he also wants to recognize his August, his birthday, anniversary, when somebody crosses over, and also your father's in spirit too.
I'm sorry?
Your father's crossed over too.
I don't really know. I don't have contact with him.
Okay, well, he's bringing in your father, and he says that, or somebody that would be like the father to you, and actually your father, and is bringing in the cat as far as, like, think of, him coming in and bringing in the olive branch from your father. So that shows me that it's more for your heart of the little Linda. And so he's continuing to do the healing that he did as far as how much you guys had a soul agreement and soul contract. And so he's giving, think of the olive branch as the dad saying, I have accountability and I'm saying sorry. And so he is giving that I missed the boat. And so I didn't step up to my responsibilities. And so that's where he helped you so much with learning love when we don't have a parent that did not step up to the plate. Then we can close off ourselves to love, and that's what he taught you all about love. And so he is saying, as far as look in the ground, look for funny things, and I don't know what bee in the bonnet is, but I know you're going to get it as far as afterwards. And so think of that he has a completion cycle all about saying that he had to go out like a shaman. It's a full moon now, so he goes in full moons. Wow. They open up gateways anywhere from a week and a half beforehand to a week and a half after. But also, Linda, he's making me feel so, pay attention again, seeing the numbers 888. But also, he's planning on doing physical phenomena where you will see him, you'll see him out of the corner of your eyes, and that he's, again, like, we've done it, we did it, a good job. We're a good team in that I'm around you and I escort you on your knight in shining armor. And also, then he does tongue-in-cheek because he really is very pretty funny, too. So he gives you much love.
I just thought maybe someone would bring him home, or very difficult to.
Excuse me, hon?
She was just wondering if anybody would bring him home, and it's been very difficult for her.
I understand. I just went through this with Tom, and I was just talking just 2 minutes ago to a friend of mine that is saying that it's almost easier when you just know that it's just like that you put the had to put the cat down because of cancer or whatever, instead of this wondering thing. And so, and that's a difficult thing as far as that. But also, Cindy, when he keeps on comparing his girlfriend Cindy, that they compliment each other. Her orange makes his orange very beautiful, and he's very funny. It's like imagine him holding paws and just being very, very like, this is like so excited about having my girlfriend. They compliment each other, and they are the amazing cats. And so they are. But he also is. So think of part of what Cindy did was she disappeared, and so we were just like, what the heck? Because she would always do her little thing, and she disappeared. And so the part, I think it's the hardest when they just disappear. You know what I mean? So but also it's very common for cats in particular when they know it's their time to go over. It's like they're so like where dogs don't do that. You don't hear about dogs just kind of disappearing and going off like what cats do. So they go off and but they come in so much more independent anyway. Like it's they're going to do things their way. They come much more independent than cats do. So he very much is showing me that he wants you to have a peace of mind, and that's the part that could be the toughest. I noticed that even though I saw Tom and Spirit in front of me, there was still part of me that was just hoping that was my fear, that not seeing him, and it was just that I was ignoring that I was seeing his spirit. So he wants when I see them doing full circles, that means drawing full circles. That means having a peace of mind for you. So instead of having that part of our head kind of going crazy, is somebody going to return? Because he's not showing. I'm sorry. I wish I could say different, but he's not showing me that. But I feel like I'm confirming that for you, that there was a real part of you that he is showing me that it was again part of his time to go, because he wouldn't have wanted any kind of interventions. He wouldn't have wanted any kind of scopes up him or any kind of things. He was no, being very clear with that. And so there was a place that because he shows me that there was a part where he had a blockage or a lot of stuff would have been intervention that would have not, it would have been, he would have considered it invasive, and that he would have not wanted any part of that. And so he did it. When I hear Frank Sinatra, I did it my way. There's a part that he had to do things his way, and that.
Uh-huh.
And that's where, and so pay attention to even songs on the radio. They love to do that. And again, the number of 888 is all about infinity. 8 is about bringing balance and being able to bring you balance. And so he comes in much more as what I call like a soulmate cat. And so that we have a deep connection with these kind of animals, and that they consider it, they love to be around us and to guide us. And they consider us like the children and them like they're here to guide us. Okay.
Thanks very much.
All right.
Okay. Thank you so much. Best of luck, Linda.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, yep. Linda.
Bye-bye. Yeah, it's always quite disappointing. And like you said, Carrie, it's the hardest part is when there's the unknown. They're
right.
just gone. Well, you don't have definitive proof of anything. And but that's also part of, you know, trusting and faith. And it's all part of this whole thing. And, Carrie, you know, you brought up a great point about what's happening. Just because of the profession you're in, you get to talk to a lot of people. A lot of people contact you. You know, obviously for readings and consultations, mm-hmm. for advice.
Right.
And what you had said in the last couple of weeks, how many people have been calling about this very thing. In fact,
exactly.
before the call, I can vouch for that as well, that you have told me about how many people have had this happening with the animals. And it all has to do with the energies that are coming on now. And the whole pet thing, that's a whole subject in and of itself, very, very large,
right.
the role that they play. And it kind of brings us to the topic that we're going to talk about tonight, which is we are the bridgers.
Right.
And here we have, you know, this amazing opportunity right now because of the energies that are coming on to the planet. This
right.
is scientifically proven.
Right.
And I think it would be great if you could expound a little bit more on this opportunity that's coming up for us, and maybe even weave in where the animals and the pets play a role in it, and showing us, leading us in this thing, actually,
well,
in the part that
the
they
animals,
play.
Yeah, we are the bridgers, and so that means that we came down here to enter into a new Earth here, that we are... And we are going through a rebirthing process right now, and we are going into anybody that would be listening to VBS, our show, or drawn to any of the other shows that we're doing, World Pooja, Dr. Pat, any of the other shows that we talk about for running cutting edge, or taking responsibility, accountability for your own energy, and how important it is to recognize yourself as an energetic being, because that reminds you of our original blueprints, and this is what we're going back to. We're going back out of the separation, split mind, Course of Miracles called insane mind, and we're waking up to our wholeness and holiness. And so being the bridgers means being the forerunners, hearing the old soul, the ancient souls, or hearing a higher calling, has been, especially since in the last 8 years, but even if you just felt this urging 2 weeks ago, there's the gateways are open for you to be able to step up into your empowerment. And so this is where the animals come in, as far as like the they're very sensitive to high frequency energy and energy shifting, and part of their oversoul contract is to help us anchor in the new Earth energies. And so it's part of, like, as soul groups, they're coming in, they're so, again, sensitive to, I know a lot of people in certain areas that the animals were the whistleblowers as far as that chemicals were being dumped. So it
mm-hmm.
can be really tough when it's personal, and it's for us where we have to lose an animal, then it's like a sense of betrayal. But the biggest part of being the betrayal, being the bridgers, is for us to be inclusive, for us to really go back to the heart, for us to really walk our talk and really step into our empowerment every single second. We have a choice between love or fear, and that fear goes underneath anger, separation, rage, sadness, depression. And so every single time we direct our energy the more to the love, the more it opens up our whole heart template for love. And so, and even think about love, like if you ever smelt anybody that took garlic, it radiates out of their pores. And so think about, and it really, you can't take a breath mint with that. There's no breath, it literally radiates out your pores. And so think about, I use that for an example, because think of that we're pouring in our physical body right now, and more than ever, we're being called to be the embodiment of the Christed body, the Christed consciousness grids, our Holy Spirit, our higher self, whatever word you want to say, there's 50 million words for it, and there's no word at all, because it goes down to our soul signature. We're all pieces of source, we're all been called that for eons, and this is where, as bridgers, when we hold that energy, radiate it out of every single cell of our body, expand it out of our energy field, and really go to the 12 feet by 12 feet above us and 360 degrees around, that heart signature, our per pure pitch song, our unique song, goes out to the unified field. It strengthens the unified field that connects us and reminds us of love. And so I also see it as these energetic love washes that come down and washes anybody. Think of it as a, simply put, as a grand comb going through and combing through people's DNA that are wanting to do separation, so it's able to work on their subconscious and being able to work, of course, with their free will, because this is all about free will. So as the bridgers, is that we're taking accountability, responsibility, and animals, absolutely. Think of God, a dog in the mirror is God, and it's all about that. They are teach us all about unconditional love. So as we are stepping into this whole new age, this whole golden age, where we don't have to live by karma anymore. The council said that in the year 206, no more karma, tell everybody, and say 205, and that is October of 205. So we're coming into the anniversary of 3 years ago where we were free from karma, the collective consciousness. We've reached a point where we do not have to choose through karmic patterns anymore. And so I thought by January we'd all be singing Kumbaya and everybody would be all happy. Then I saw that people weren't, because we are really waking up to getting rid of eons and eons and eons of separation. Why the physical body is so important right now, think of that. Even on a subconscious level, there's a part of us separating, and even a lot of people in the metaphysics, they feel, even if it's subconscious trauma, that they have way deep down from even past lives, that their physical body, they were burned at the stake when they were able to, when they said who they were, they were the herbologist, so they were the seer. We're getting rid of cellular post-traumatic stress that has to do with us in separation of the physical body, and also there's a part of that I know a lot of people feel like, and I did this thing with myself. I went through that. I didn't feel like I could tube travel enough if I was not in my body, and that was not. We have to be fully present, and to even we're opening up multidimensional doorways in our physical body, and you can travel more. This ascension process, we're not to do it by dropping our bodies this time. We've done it in other times where the goal was to drop the physical body, but this is not what we're doing this time. We're doing this to be fully embodied, to experience the body and all the wonderful, beautiful things the body could do. It's our temple that we chose. And so we are the forerunners, we are the bridgers. And as we hold that love signature, imagine it going out to where I live in Connecticut, David lives in Rhode Island, Linda lives in, I forget where she lives.
Pennsylvania.
So having our heart signature out, and so we're all, every single person that's listening, we're opening from heart to heart, and we're having a signature of love that goes out through the unified field, and it's allowing other people to hear, get through the static. And so a lot of people are hearing static that pulls them down to the lower chakras, and then they get in the flight or flight, in the reactive period, and reaction. And so that's all, that reaction is all about separation. So this is where we're really getting out of the reaction state and really stepping into the love state, and we are the ones that we've been waiting for.
That's right. Yeah, the excellent point about the physical body, because we're in, it's to bring in the higher dimensions down in this physical reality.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely no doubt about it. And it's interesting because most of the folks who do, as you say, tube travel, which is what you call when you are dimensionally traveling and using your clairvoyant sight and mediumship, but in looking at things from the energetic standpoint. But it is all of these things. It all points towards doing it in the physical body. It's not about leaving the body. It's doing it here. And I want people to when we talk about bridgers, just think of a bridge exactly as what a bridge does. It connects two things. So we had an old way, that's one side of the bridge, what we've been doing for thousands of years, and then there is the fifth dimensional energies that we talk about all the time. These are the energies that are emanating from the galactic center. This is scientifically one way of looking at it. They are higher frequency energies. There is no doubt about it. It's been proved scientifically. It's all part of quantum physics. It is coming in, and the Earth and the whole solar system actually is into that field.
Huh.
So we are feeling those energies. As we know, animals are very, very sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
They're highly intelligent. This is something that luckily people have, and actually not coincidentally, have come to understand in recent years the value of a pet.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just a lower animal, or not even just a pet, animals in general. What
right.
the shamans have known for centuries, we have now started to figure out how vital they are to our existence and the information that they bring us. They're very, very, very sensitive to...
And not only that, David, it's a very good point as far as that when I say to somebody that a parent or grandparent or brother or child is handing you an animal,
mm-hmm.
as far as a monkey or an ant or some, there was one that was very unusual. I don't know if it was a private session or not. And the person, a lot of people, they're not familiar with the medicine of an animal. And so I like to remind that the animals are here, like the properties of Archangel Michael is here for protection, Uriel is for life purpose, and Raphael is for the healers. And so we can get attuned to what the archangels are about, but the animals' medicines are the same, that like they have a property to it. And so when somebody, a guide or a family member, comes in and is handing you an animal, it's to encourage you to work with the properties, the medicine is what they call it in shamanism, of that particular animal. And so we're being invited, but that also helps us connect to the earth differently and connect to the, really as far as understand our interconnection. And so it's working with the properties. And if you look up the properties, it comes in with all of them have different properties, different gifts, just like the angels can help with different specialties. So animals come in with a specialty. And so dogs are all about loyalty and again, unconditional love. Cats are independent, intuition, with the whole divine feminine energy and welcoming in that left side. So they all come in with... we refer a lot to Ted Andrews' book, Animal Speak, but I know there's a lot of other things out there, but I know on the internet you look up animal medicine. And working with the properties are, again, we could understand it with angels. It's the same thing with animals. And it also really is important because it bridges us to the earth, and we are here on the earth. And speaking about the bridgers, David, I've had so many. My internet is not on, so if we have a call, you got to let me know. I don't know.
Yeah, I sure
okay.
will. Right now we don't.
Okay.
And I just want to take that opportunity to keep that thought of throwing out our number. We'll be here for another 17 minutes, 1-877-876-5227 and 1-888-815-9756. Call us anytime, and we'll take your call. Go ahead, Carrie.
So as we are stepping into, as far as the bridges with the animals, as far as our whole interconnectedness and having that, where was I going?
Yeah, well, anyway, yeah, we were talking about the and you said speaking about the bridgers.
the bridgers, as far as us as the bridgers, that we are at this, the animals are part of the bridgers. Our
right, right, right.
The dimensional part is part of the bridgers. And also, the animals, a lot of them can reincarnate faster because they don't have to go through the whole process, or they decide to come back because they don't do their life review where they saw karma, where they have to, they could be resistant. They go back to return to love, and they go back to love. And so they could, they are jumping back in faster than ever as far as coming back to us. I know Chloe was my dog that I grew up with, and I know that one of my cats is the Cindy cat. And so also understanding our multidimensionality, how can
right.
we have an aspect when I just saw Cindy with Linda's cat? Because we are understanding our multidimensionality. And so as we are having a unified field, as our energy fields are becoming more whole and holy, it bridges us and it opens us up our
mm-hmm.
communication from the left side and the right side of our brain, the left side and the right side of our body. It allows us to hold higher frequency. That's what this is all about, frequency and light. Science, David, as you're saying, is
right.
Solar flares and all that is absolutely proving this. So science is proving metaphysics, and metaphysics is nothing new. It's been around forever. And so this is that where we are really being called to listen to our heart, going into our heart chakras, really be the walking heart chakra. And also, the council has been talking about really stepping into taking a minute, getting the 3-minute timer, or I'm sure you could get them for 50 cents on the dollar store, the dollar for the dollar store.
Right.
And to time yourself and do it every set the timer for every 57 minutes to go off. And really go throughout the day, tap into yourself through that hour, and how are you directing your energy? Because we direct our energy with every thought, deed, and when we put the power of the word behind it, it's like adding gasoline to our word. And so the more we go into taking, it gets us very quiet, actually, for a while when you start thinking about it, because if we can sit up and we could have vision boards and we could do our prayers, but then when we're beeping and saying, get the heck out of the road, or da-da-da-da-da, or even judging somebody, my mother used to always say to us, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. There's those kind of things that really, really are important, because we are bridging this new energy that's bringing up electromagnetically as we are becoming homoluminous, that's the light beings. And so as we're doing this, the more we are getting rid of old patterns that held us back into old patterns. And so we are expanding our heart energy in the heart signature. It all goes back to the heart. So if we visualize ourself as the walking heart chakra that is radiating out this love, like attracts like, you're going to attract more loving people, loving experiences, and that's you're literally being in this world and not of it. So all of a sudden you will not notice the people that might not be feeling that energy right now, that they could be living in the fear. It won't pull you down or bait you down into right or wrong, my way, highway, this, all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
It's exhausting to have us keep our light, our lid on our light is what is so tiring, and it throws off our endocrine system.
That's
by
right.
Turning our light down. That's the most exhausting thing. Not turning it up. That's turning it down is the most exhausting thing.
Right, because you're not aligned, and that's
exactly
what happens when you're not aligned. That's when the systems break down and you get exhausted and stuff like that. Hey, Carrie, we do have another caller right now, and this is Tanya from Canada. Hi, Tanya. Welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Thank you. Thank you both so much. I have a question about memory and about mathematics.
Sure.
I find that my memory lately, over the last few years especially, has gotten worse and worse. I can read something that I'm completely interested in and then forget all the details and not even be able to talk about it to anyone or anything like that. And I also have these dreams about mathematics, like figuring out these long mathematical equations. And I've never been good at it, and I wonder why I always have these dreams about mathematics, and if that's somehow connected to this memory issue. If you could have a look at it.
Okay. Tanya, what I'm seeing is that as far as with somatic mathematics, everything goes back. The first thing I was seeing was an Atlantean time with you as a male, and that you worked with the DNA and putting down, think of as we were creating aspects of ourselves, we'd work with our DNA, and think of back then we had, think of symbolically all the DNA activated, and so we came down here with much lighter people. And so all of that goes down to sound in mathematics. And so right now you could come in this incarnation much more right-brained, right? But there's a part that, first of all, what I'm seeing part of the memory thing is that you're really feeling an empathic part. And I've noticed this, another history of this whole summer and the whole year and a half, where people are saying, something's up with my memory. And so we are literally getting rewired. I see the line, the pathway that separates the right and left brain physically. Our left and right lobes are separated. Think of that since the March of 2006, I saw that the emotional body and the mental body, especially when we're directing our energy, when we are really plugging into who we are, I saw that those the left and right side are blending together. They're having easier communication. So that opens up to telepathic communication, all that. When I'm seeing what your, as far as the memory feeling like it's circuit firing or refiring or not remembering, I'm seeing part of it has to do with a really deep cellular release that goes to the left side of your body, which is the right side of the brain, and it has to do with the Atlantean lifetime where there was, think of pain involved with separation. So think of setting up codes and sounds, and so that would be like a long of mathematical equations, because really science and the part of us tuning into our physical body goes hand in hand. It's all how we are taking form. And so think of that, at when you're seeing that, Tanya, it's like, think of past lives or parallel lives. They still are existing right now in just a different dimension. So the more you clear out any issues, and right now we're putting the energy into it. Right now we're talking to the Atlantean man and having him be able to step up. And actually it's interesting because he just lifted his head up and it looked like he was, it almost looked like actually it's very active inside. So I'm seeing you going way, way down deep and really work with the pineal gland and nightly, Tanya, before you go to sleep, put your, and this is for everybody, and this is what I just also was confirmed when I heard Bashar, the ET Bashar, this weekend. He had a seminar and he confirmed what the council was saying as far as putting our energy into the pineal gland in particular, activating, putting in serotonin, melatonin, and activating those and the DMT, and that's going to help you nightly write a little piece of paper and say, I am directing DMT, serotonin, and melatonin to go into my body. I'm having it be self-regulating and self, this is the right amount for you, so you're opening up and unlocking the keys that are within ourselves. We're our own best doctor, and that's going to, I'm seeing deep cellular bridging that's happening, but as this is happening, it could come seem like it's like circuits, like short circuits, what I'm seeing. So put your hands on your head a lot and rock the energy from the top of the ears, from the right side to the left side. Then do it from the, from your third eye to the back of your neck to the God's mouth. Really actively work on your head in opening and feeling and sensing the bridges on the right and left side being, and actually just had a huge release out of your throat, and work with frog medicine, because I just saw a bullfrog and I saw it really going into, like when a bullfrog is totally extended out. Bullfrog's all about transformation. Bullfrog's all about sound. So working with sound is going to help you, integrate the mathematics, and it's also going to help the Lemurian, think of the Atlantean man, integrate into your body, and you're getting rid of cellular post-traumatic stress that was, think of it, it was in the physical body and it acted like a crystal clump. So we're going into liquid crystal. The homoluminous bodies are very high crystal, so I'm seeing it's a deep cellular healing. And so dream time is a perfect time to do that. You directing, again, energy that is activated, putting in the serotonin, regulating serotonin, melatonin, and DMT. DMT is huge as far as with people take that to, it's like, that's like one of the components in acid, and that's where people, in ayahuasca, and that's why people go and have their trips on that, because it's, it opens up the pineal gland. So that is going to really help you. And part of, again, the mathematic part is part of, we've all done everything, and I consider myself very, 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 very right-brained, but I also know when I look into past life stuff that I was very, very, very much on science stuff. I did even Edgar Cayce past life thing, and it was talking about how many times I spent in science land, and it was just like, I was like, you gotta be kidding me. I must have spent a short time there. And it was all about how much time I did spend there. So I'm sharing that with you because I'm seeing the same thing with you. But all of this is about balance. So we could think of balancing too much in the mental body, too much in the emotional body. That was, I was talking before about the bridge between the head and the heart. So there's, it's all about balance. It's all about homeostasis. So really, if it resonates with you, work with that Atlantean man. Name him. I hear him as high vowels and pitches, and he will help integrate. But I go down, way down, 4 inches into the middle of your brain, and I'm literally looking at the top of your brain, and it looks like microsurgery of not only the neural pathways, the dendrites, and so you're creating physical connections in the physical brain that's going to make, and pay attention to really open up your telepathic communication and seeing and feeling even the cones and rods in your eyes differently. So we're going to have that exercise as far as putting in those elements in our head, especially at night before you go to bed. So if you haven't had the free energy exercises that we offer, and this is for everybody, we offer a set one and a set two, and this is going to be part of set two as far as bringing in these these chemicals that our body naturally makes, okay? It's going to really help you. And naming him and working with his energy, especially from now to March, will profoundly help you.
Okay, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Tanya.
You had a lot of water. You had a huge release. And also working with frog medicine, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thanks
sing,
for
sing,
being,
sing away.
Yeah, thanks for being part of the show, Tanya. And, you know, Carrie, that's a good, actually several things from that call and all the calls that you do, that we do, is that while you were giving a reading to Tanya and scanning and reading her energy field, you were also working on her energy field.
Yes.
And that's part of the reason why she had that release from the throat chakra.
Right.
And so I just want to have folks, kind of like an added bonus that we don't talk too much about, but there's a healing level of basically releasing energetic blocks that goes on when you get a reading here.
Right.
So,
and actually,
absolutely.
Yeah, that's a really good point because, just in case, I don't think we talk about it enough because
yep, yeah.
A lot of people, I get emails later where they say, oh, my God, I had this dream, or I had this, or I have felt this huge release, or people even have stuff come after that can make them feel anxiety. There's no way when I'm reading you, I'm coming from an open heart of love and totally high pitch, and so there's no way you cannot have a healing. Of course, this is all with free will involved, and especially when somebody's open, we are going to the part of doing deep cellular healing, that this is modern-day shamanism where we're healing hundreds of thousands of aspects of Tanya, this burden, hundreds of aspects of herself, hundreds of thousands of aspects. So
think of little balls
going into her energy field and expanding out, and so that's huge.
It is, and again, this brings up the subject, and you'll get used to what we talk about because it all revolves around the same thing energetically. But, Tanya, dollars to donuts, you are going to notice in the very near future, probably tonight in a dream, or something changing in your life and noticing something different now because of that very release. And I just love the thought of, and I was going to talk about this, so it's really perfect, with the first caller and the pet, how everything is actually symbolic and, of course, an aspect of ourselves, the multidimensional nature of reality. And as part of that, right now, Tanya is also that Atlantean being, as a male, who's a DNA master mathematical wizard.
Mm-hmm.
Even though in this lifetime she's struggling with memory and having these mathematical dreams, I see the mathematical dreams as a bleed-through
right.
of the parallel, you know,
right.
Realities.
Mm-hmm.
And it just goes to show you how much we are. And that's just a part of the aspect
right.
of everything that we really, really are.
Right.
I mean, it's really a fascinating thing.
That's
but
where, as we're bridging, we're even bridging
exactly.
our right and left side of our brain, our right and left and right side of our bodies. And so
that's
right. internal multidimensionality.
Uh-huh. And just the fact that Tanya can call up and talk about those sorts of things, get a reading, and bring up these issues, and having that knowledge now that is what is going on. I just find this endlessly fascinating because it is part of our mental, multidimensional beingness, which
mm-hmm.
is escalating like mad.
Mm-hmm.
And so when things like this happen in your life, this is for Tanya, but as you say, it's for everybody out there listening, everybody
right.
on the planet. What's going on energetically? It's an awakening. We're
right.
going through a very interesting time right now with these energies that are happening, and they may manifest as, you know, memory issues or whatever it may be. And when these energies come in, it simply is going to start to stimulate things, and especially where energy is blocked, it's going to show up. That's where it's, you know, going to be. So having energy maintenance programs as part of your daily work is vitally important to get through it more easily, and that's, Carrie will be bringing more of that information to folks, but calling your office, they can get free energy exercises. You have now two of them?
We have two sets, one and two.
You
could ask for both sets, absolutely. And,
yeah.
Absolutely. And
it's
a tip of the iceberg. So many people say, oh, my God, I give out a lot of information. And so I could go on and on and on with people, and I know that we are in time restraints here, so
yeah.
really...
And speaking of time restraints, Carrie, we're right at the end of our hour, so
okay.
we need to close.
There we go.
Yeah, and if you'd like to contact Carrie for a private reading or about a workshop, her number is 860-887-1201, and please visit her website at carrieoconnor.com for more information. Thanks for being a great audience tonight, and please join us every Tuesday evening from 10 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, broadcast live on BBS Talk Radio for another hour of the Carrie O'Connor Show. For Carrie, I'm Dave. Until next week, may you align with the divine.